The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
What are men good for?
Guten Tag.
Yeah! Holy shit!
I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky.
I'm sorry, that was highly inappropriate.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Happened in the middle of the night, there was one man and a dog. I'm not going to get into that with you because it's none of your business.
You idiot! You are listening to BBB Log Radio.
What's up? This is Geek Love Radio, December 6, 2004.
To my fellow...
Oops, we'll stop that really quick, because that's later. So what's going on, everybody?
This is nice. I'm like a guest on the show tonight instead of like a co-host.
Yes.
Since I didn't plan on being here.
Oh, yeah.
We have Allison here.
Hello.
And we have Dan the cameraman.
Hi, how's it going?
It's going alright. It's going alright. Just getting things sound volume checked.
Is Shannon in the house too?
Shannon's here. He's eating.
What's up?
He's eating a stuffing now.
Is that leftover from Thanksgiving or did you make it yourself?
Okay. He just made it. Alright.
Yeah, what?
That'd be... So,
like,
yeah.
Stuffing gum. I can blow bubbles with it.
Yes. So, Adam, read the first... Well, alright.
We have some other stuff to cover, don't we?
Yeah, let's cover other stuff first, I guess. I just wanted to make sure everything was working before we got going.
Do you want me to get online with our AIM name?
Yeah, do that. Alright, we're getting online with our AIM name. For anybody that's listening, our AIM name is Geek Love Radio. And, we'll be taking questions and answering your questions live on the air. If you have any questions, that would be Geek Love Radio, all one word. And, that's about it.
Yeah.
Let's see, what else? Big news. Alright. While Adam connects, I'm gonna do a little background to this. Actually, there's no really background to it.
And I'm done.
And I'm done. That was the background.
Segway.
Segway.
Segway is that I don't have anything to talk about.
No, so we're gonna be on Tech TV.
Yeah. A lot of people already know that because it was mentioned on
certain
forums and RantSpeak.
But Rich, what is Tech TV?
Tech TV, for all of... Thank you. Tech TV, for all of those who don't know...
Yeah, for those of you who don't know...
Tech TV is like the tech channel. It's... this is the equivalent of me and Adam being on Tech TV. It's like an unsigned band going on TLR. Total Request Live, TRL.
What is MTV?
What is MTV? For those of you who don't know what MTV is... No, so yeah, that's the big news. We're going to be on Tech TV. We got an email on Thursday night, and we decided to
take them up on their offer.
Yeah. All we could say on Thursday night was, holy shit. We're just like, so, holy shit.
That was my reaction at first. I said, holy shit. Like, and then I looked at it again just to make sure. Holy shit. And then I forget what he said he thought I was talking about, but...
I thought you were talking. No, we won't cover what I thought it was. Pictures of.
Oh yeah, then I go into your room. I'm like, Rich, I forget what I said. I'm like, I'm not gonna believe this. Or
I'm like, are you kidding me? But no, he wasn't. So that's what's going on, and they're gonna fly us out to LA, and we're gonna do the show. And excuse me.
Talk. While Richard chokes to death, they're flying us out to LA to be on their February 14th show, and we really don't know much more information other than that, and we're not even sure if we should even be telling people that we're going to be on the show.
I'm going to call the lady tomorrow again.
Contract.
Yeah. So
yeah. I'm going to call the lady again tomorrow.
If we don't, it's our fault. But I really doubt it's going to hinder it anyway.
And
anyway, if anything, we're getting more. We're getting more viewers.
You guys are being modest. That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. I like it.
And we're also in the paper.
Oh yeah, we're in the paper, and our school newspaper. A couple thousand people saw us. It was kind of odd walking down the hallway, and people are like reading the article, and your picture's like right there, and you just like they look up and they like do like double takes, and you're just like, hi.
See, it doesn't happen to me. Those people are like, I recognize your hair, because my face isn't there, so. Which is good because
the side of your face.
Well, the person who wrote it didn't really. I was here for the whole time, but it became Richard's show in the article instead of being.
Yeah, the dude didn't write anything down. It was kind of odd.
And he kind of misquoted me, but he didn't put it in quotations, so I can't really complain. He just summarized what I said, but he did it wrong. Or
apparently, according to the article, I'm being on internet dating.
Yeah, and yeah,
I'm
me
not.
Too.
So.
it makes it look like we're just our dating is just sitting on our computer all the time. And we never get out, but
which is why the show is
nothing wrong with that.
We have a lot to cover, so I'm going to move you guys on because
that may be the boat that our listeners are in. So,
all right, I'm moving on to emails and questions, so you guys can just be like, yeah, actually. Allison, yeah. I'm going to have you read the first one. Since it's from a girl, I'll have a girl read it.
Alright. And she writes, what if I have met a guy who is absolutely the most perfect personality in the world that completely complements mine? I'm talking perfect. Perfect people. Been looking for a guy like this, kind of with this kind of personality my whole life, but I'm not physically attracted to him, therefore I can't see myself dating him. Although I want to date him because he seems perfect for me, don't you? But yeah, don't you have to be physically attracted to someone too? Okay, I personally have this problem. I have a really, really good friend that I went to high school with, and he's hilarious, he's sweet, he's charming, he's romantic. But on the look side, I gotta be honest, like, there's just not that chemistry there. And I don't know, I believe that you do have to have some sort of chemistry, because if like, you can be emotionally attracted to somebody, but there has to be, like, that level of, like, physical contact. I think that just makes your relationship step up a notch when you can look in somebody and you're like, wow, like,
yeah.
Am I wrong? Like, I'm not trying to be shallow.
Yeah,
I
know how people think that sounds shallow, but I think they're just afraid to admit it.
It's a preference.
Yeah, I agree.
It's a preference.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it really, in order for it to work, you kind of have to be attracted on both levels, like, physically and emotionally.
Mentally. Too. Mentally.
I mean, what's the relationship going to be if you just never touch each other because
you're disgusted.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because the thought makes you sick.
I revolted.
Mean, grabbing rolls might not be your thing.
Oh, that's wrong.
I'm sorry. I apologize, listeners.
This is what he does. You get him, like, you know, he doesn't have to do anything and he just makes fun of people. I'm just...
What do you think she should do?
What do I think she should do?
Yeah.
I think she should go for it. Because sometimes, after you get to know a person better, like, sometimes looks even don't start to matter anymore. Like, I mean, up to a certain point. Like, you said you've been friends with him for a while.
Yeah.
But, like, you said looks, I mean, even after, like, this whole time, you know?
Yeah.
Looks kind of do matter. Mm-hmm. But, like, I mean, it depends on the person. I mean, they might not be that bad looking.
Yeah.
But, like... You get to know them better, and they just become better looking.
Like, over time, I mean, like...
You just don't notice
that
the
ugliness. That could turn into more, like, the whole love is blind thing, that could work out for you, you know?
Yes. You just don't notice the ugliness after a while, I think.
Yeah.
Now, regarding this, well, let me get this straight. I don't want to generalize all girls with this, but I've had a friend in the past that she was attracted to, or she wasn't really attracted to him physically, but they really hit it off, you know, emotionally and... mentally, and she mentioned how girls change their guys or their man a little bit. Like, every guy to them is like, I mean, a work in progress. Nobody's perfect.
highlight your hair.
Yeah, like, well, dress maybe
get a face.
Give him, you know, tell him, you know, convince him to dress differently, and, or get a new hairstyle, or use a different face wash product that actually worked, or something like that.
Dye your hair, cut it,
then almost lose
like
some weight.
Making him change.
Yeah, get with the girl. Next thing you know, you don't recognize yourself in the mirror.
Yeah, when you look and you're like, holy shit.
No, I'm not
that?
Saying all girls are like that, but I've known some that.
That's true.
Where they see somebody and they see what they can be instead of who they are.
Love is in the eye.
See, that's where I think girls are a little like.
The beholder.
Maybe like.
About things. Like if a guy was like, hey, honey, I think you should, you know. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. A guy can try to change a girl, like, physically, because she would just flip out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Honey, those jeans don't fit anymore.
We're like, we're breaking up. I hate you.
I hate you.
Maybe you should go back to the gym.
How about we go work out a bit?
Put the coffee cake down, sweetie.
It'd be nice if your breasts were a little bit bigger.
Things like that.
We were thinking it. We were just kind of scared to say it.
I don't know. I guess if he's like your perfect guy, then. I mean,
yeah, but
the waters.
But if
it's
he was
not,
your perfect guy, he'd also be attractive, too.
That's true.
Like, I just think, like, you can call it shallow or not, but you have to be attracted to somebody on some level, mm-hmm. You know, otherwise it's just not going to work.
Yeah. Now, she may see potential in him, and if
well,
he
if
could
it's
potentially
like
be...
cosmetic.
If,
know,
yeah, if he could
bit,
potentially be attracted to him, then maybe it might be worth it. But if you think there's no hope for him, then... Send him over to Oprah. He can be on her show for some sort of makeover.
Hey, I don't release things before they happen. You just jinxed it. Now I'm not going to get on Oprah. I'm joking.
Okay, well then.
Let's continue on to a different
send him
email.
Send to Ricky Lake.
Let's continue on to a different email. All right, I'll read this one. There's this guy who. This is from a girl also. We have a lot of girls. Message us this past week. There's this guy who I'm absolutely crazy about, but I was being hard to get for a long time, and he would call me and text message me and stuff, and it was great. I loved it. But then one day he just decided to yank the cord and said I was being too hard to get, and I needed to be the one putting out the effort if I was really interested in. This was right before Thanksgiving. Man, I forgot to add periods and stuff. I'm sorry. Now I have to call him all the time, and he never returns my calls or anything. Over Thanksgiving, I called him 4 times, and he never returned one of my calls. But yet he claims he's still interested. He's putting everything in my hands now, and I'm thinking, this is bullshit. He should be respecting me and returning my calls, at least. So I go on to ask her why she was playing hard to get. And then she messaged me back saying, because that's how I subconsciously defend myself from getting hurt by guys. I always play hard to get because I don't want to be too vulnerable.
That just doesn't make sense. So he does it back to her and she gets pissed and says it's bullshit. But when she was doing it to him, it was fine.
I don't know. I think like a lot of girls have this subconscious like feeling that guys love the chase, and that's what makes it like exciting. And like,
ladies,
minute. This is just what they think. Shut up. And like, I don't know. Once that spark's kind of gone, they're like, "Wow, now that I have you, it's kind of no fun anymore." You know? Like, I think there's just that excitement of working for a girl, like making her want me. That's all.
I mean, that's fun, but not when it lasts for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, if you think back to relationships that you were trying to start, you know, when the girl's playing hard to get, but you still get signals from her.
Yeah.
I mean, that makes it... That's
confusing as hell.
I don't know. That's the stuff that I like, I guess.
You like games?
Not... And I guess I'm rewording that wrong, but...
See, this is my thing. If it lasts for more than, like, 2 weeks or something, you know?
If she's
and,
not
like,
giving any signals back at all, then, yeah, it sucks, but...
Yeah.
I think he just wasted his energy, and he's like, well, maybe I'm trying too hard for nothing, and he just, like, thought you weren't interested anymore, I mean. Then what do you think?
I think he's kind of... He just got sick of it, and now he's just too nice to really be, you know, like, the one to let you down. But... That's just my opinion.
Yeah. kid opinion. Like, I asked her, I'm like, why did she play hard to get? She said, that's how I subconsciously defend myself from getting hurt by guys. Is it possible to subconsciously know you're subconsciously doing something?
Yeah.
Well,
it means
I mean
that I'm...
Okay, that doesn't... Okay.
I know what
that's
she's
just
trying
to
say.
Like, she doesn't want to get hurt, but playing hard to get, you're not actually, like, getting hurt because you're not even starting anything. You're, like, hurting them because you're just...
Yeah, you just
playing along with the game. Like, the guy thinks he's going to get somewhere, like, in this hard...
But when he doesn't, he's just going to move on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ladies, guys don't like games. At least don't play it for more than, like, 2 weeks. That's my limit. I quit.
And,
yeah,
like,
I'm just like,
I mean, what's better than, like, confidence? Like, if you're interested in somebody and stuff, just put it out there on the line after a while, you know?
Yeah.
Like, what if...
You have nothing to lose,
exactly.
Honestly.
And if he's going to, like, hurt your feelings and stuff, and then kick him to the curb and be like...
Yeah.
Bugs me. Just get straight.
Oh, yeah, we know. Rant away, Alice. Rant away.
It's not worth it. Plenty of people out there.
Okay. Oh, let's go on to the next email. Dan, I'll have you read this one. It's kind of hard to read because there's, like, separations in between lines. Sorry.
Yeah, so I'm probably going to butcher this, but...
That's okay.
Okay, so there's this guy, and he...
It's from a girl.
And he and I went to high school together, but we weren't in the same social groups, and we never talked. But then, after we graduated, he saw me out and asked my friend how to get a hold of me, and ended up with my phone number and my instant message name, and now we've been talking on the phone and online ever since.
You're right. Supposed to be a period.
Okay, so I'm talking over a year now, and every time we see each other, it's like we've been best friends all of our lives. And not gonna lie, we fool around a bunch too, and that's great and all, but God, it's just weird because we never hung out in high school, and next time I'm gonna see him is over Christmas, and that'll be fun and all, but is this normal?
Yeah, I'd say that's normal.
Yes.
Because you've grown out of the high school mind state, so congratulations, you're not playing the high school games anymore.
Congratulations, you've changed.
Yeah, you've grown up. You
and
see that,
like,
it doesn't matter what social clique you belong to anymore.
And if you think, like, things aren't going to get in the way, like, if you can be the friends with benefits thing without people getting hurt, then more power to you, I guess. But I feel like it's not even about high school anymore. Like, I feel like things might get a little sketchy if you've been, like, talking for so long and you, like, fool around. I don't see how high school even plays a card in this anymore.
I think it was just to say that they didn't talk in high school,
mm-hmm.
and, like, now that they're out of high school, it's, like, a newfound relationship.
Well, so I wonder if, like, friends are going to be like, oh, you're talking to this person, or vice versa.
Yeah,
but yeah,
is,
friends,
is, sure, is she going to get pressure?
It seems like
from
she has a little bit of that still left behind, where she's kind of worrying about what her friends are going to think, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm way off on that, but...
That stage of your life is past, and you need to wave it goodbye.
Exactly.
Especially if this is so good that, you know, you just love it, and then... You're going to listen to what your friends say,
yeah, it's like,
you know, and just
mm-hmm.
waste it because of that. Just
yeah,
because friends haven't grown up,
mm-hmm.
then...
If she's happy, then just screw everything else because it doesn't matter.
I say the whole friends with benefits thing, too. And, like, I think she's asking, like, if that's normal to have that relationship, like, sort of relationship with somebody. And, like, honestly, what is dating? I mean, that's what kind of dating is about. Like, you know, going to different people and seeing what you like in somebody and, like... If it means you're going to fool around with somebody to know if you like somebody, then, I mean, it happens, so. I mean, seriously, what? Shit happens, dude.
I mean, there's a line, like, if feelings, if things start to progress more, it's like, okay, I care about this person, then it can get a little fuzzy. But,
I'm reading
I mean,
ahead.
It's going on for a year.
I don't know. Maybe you should take things to the next level. If you like the guy, if you like the guy, and like you think something might work, why not try? So yeah.
So just go ahead and just propose to him.
Okay. What do you think if they're not going to the same college?
They're not going to the same college.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What do you think about long distance?
Long distance relationships. I have mixed feelings about it.
See, well,
I think they can work, but it takes a certain kind of relationship for
yeah,
it to work.
This does not seem like that kind of relationship.
No.
It only works if it's like a serious one where you're both really serious about it and you have future plans.
Even then,
if you don't have
future
plans, the long distance relationship will not work.
You have to have two strong people like to have a good relationship long distance, man. Because like,
mm-hmm.
if one like if one person just doesn't want to put in the effort as much as the other person, then things are just going to topple over, like, sooner or later. I mean, that's how it works. You got to have equal. So it takes, like, a strong relationship for it.
Trust and dedication, I think. I would say.
Yes.
Because you can't be, like, worrying about what the other person is doing.
Trust is, like, seriously probably number one in that situation.
Yes. And then communication.
Close second.
Yes. Oh, yes. Okay, so that was our advice for that email. Continuing on to a different email. Adam.
All right.
I feel like reading this one. I'm English in this email. Sorry.
Oh my god.
I'm sorry. You want me to read it? Because I kind of understand.
I'm going to read it exactly how it is.
I'm sorry.
I work at with this girl.
I speak in Ebonics, this guy.
I work at with this girl, and we've been working, which is one word, and we've been working together for like 6 months. About 4 months ago. She started flirting with me. Alright, just a second.
He started flirting with me
a
lot.
She just started flirting with me a lot, and now we are like us on one set, like one line site. So.
Hey, it was because the paper, the chances were too big for the
word
paper.
Wrap.
Yeah,
didn't work.
No.
Okay. She started flirting with me a lot. And now we are like the couple at my work, and she keeps saying we are going to get married, but not in a psycho-ish way. Ish is one word. We know in a cute way, or you know in a cute way. I'm 17, she's 20, and we like always hang out a lot at work.
There's no way that I could read this here right now.
At work at Ben. Someone take over.
Allison, take over, please.
I never realized how hard it is to not to read non-English. Like,
it's English. It's just like, not very good.
It's okay. I read at the fourth grade level, so I can probably read it.
Okay. Dude, we're at... Nah.
I apologize to whoever's emailed this. Well, it's actually their fault.
Alright, when I'm working and she isn't, she will come in and see me and go on break with me in the opposite. And a while ago we were talking and she asked my birthday and she was like, oh, it's only 7 months till we can go on our first date. So last week I went in and asked her out and she was like, isn't that illegal? And I told her it wasn't because the age of consent in this state is 17 in this specific state. And she was like, oh, and she thought it was funny that I had looked it up. And then she was like, well, let me think about it. But then she was like, wait, that sounds bogus. When I said, let me think about it. I told her it was okay. Then we talked for like 5 minutes after that, and it wasn't awkward at all. And then I left. What's your diagnosis? What do you think will happen? Okay.
I stuck it. It's one of those
first random question. Hold on a second.
It's 8%. Yeah.
Okay. Is it just like physically doing something? Somebody?
Yeah, it's
you
physical.
Can go on dates,
you can,
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's, yeah.
I mean,
age of consent doesn't matter.
Just had a brief up on my.
So, what is she planning for your first date?
Yeah, no kidding. Or what are you planning?
It's gotta be legal.
Skip the middle steps, right to home plate.
I mean, that's perfectly legal age here, right?
No, 16.
18, isn't it?
16.
Oh, 16?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
16 in Iowa.
Yes!
You're like, damn it, I've wasted how many years now? No,
yeah, suddenly all new doors open for me.
Oh, no.
No way. I don't go...
So many holy Marys.
18 is still my... 18 is my personal limit. I won't go any lower.
Dan, there's a high school football game in Friday. You want to go?
Sweet. I'm there.
Let's go mac on the high school girls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna recap this really quick. So
I was just kidding, by the way.
Okay. Basically, he likes a girl at work, and he talked to the girl and decided to ask her out. And now
they're
going to
get married and stuff.
And she said...
Because it's legal.
But it's a cute thing.
It's a cute thing.
But they hang out a lot at work.
At work.
Sorry, I couldn't make it past that sentence.
Workington.
Workington. And then it's...
What the hell am I supposed to be?
And.
Oh, man. Dyslexic much?
Tahi? What is that?
They really screwed that up.
Oh, that's the... Okay, so...
My advice for this person is to spell check your email.
Other than that, I'm going to say, just continue talking to the girl. And, might as well. You have nothing to lose. If you're going to work with her, you know.
Man, what job do they do? Hopefully, it's like probably tech support email or something like that.
Email.
Customer service email.
Okay, no. She said, let me think about it. Like, but she's the one who's pursuing this guy. I think she's just going to drag him along a string because she's older and she feels like she's superior to him. I think that's how it is.
It's genius.
I just realized that, yeah, she's 20 and he's 17.
Yes.
Yeah,
so he's like.
So what is he worried about?
Yeah, because yeah, he has a.
It's awesome for him.
Yeah, he's got a sugar mama. So
she's the coolest kid in high school.
Hey, if when in Rome, that's the quote from.
Hey, you're in Rome.
I still don't get it.
Dan, you were in Rome.
Yes, I was.
That's what people say when in Rome.
Were there a lot of hot women there?
Good God, yeah.
We can talk about that on the show some other time. Even later.
Do you think she's going to give him a chance?
I think she probably won't give him a chance. I think there's a chance.
I think the fact that she said it was bogus, that she even said, wait a second.
No, he thought it was bogus. He said it sounded bogus when she said, I'll think about it.
It says, but then she was like, wait, that sounds bogus when I said, let me think about it.
No, I think he meant that it sounded bogus when she said, hey, I'll think about it. It was kind of like a, meh.
Well, then I just don't know what to do. I'm just so confused.
I confused you.
I'm sorry. More factors. Like if she's in college and he's in high school, that's like two totally different worlds.
Yeah.
And
then it wouldn't
that
work.
Could be, yeah, that could be pretty tough. So. Like, social scene-wise.
Yeah, because they'd be like, well, things today were really hard in the lunchroom. And
but
yeah,
don't
exactly.
Give up.
I couldn't find a place to sit at all. And the lunch lady didn't want to give me my milk.
My Spanish test was so hard. We had like 10 questions on my Spanish test.
And I mean, those tater tots are rock hard. So how was your day, honey?
Oh, just got done studying for 400.
I mean, yeah. I don't know how they interact together, test. But I think they're kind of on different levels.
Yeah.
And I feel like she can feel like, she feels she can flirt with this guy. And
yeah. But then again,
but
you know
what? He'd be at her every whim.
You know what?
When in Rome.
Exactly, when in Rome. Just go for it, dude. I mean, what do you have to lose? If she doesn't go after you, like, just cut her off after a while. Like,
I mean, if anything, it's going to be a life experience
you,
for you.
Mm-hmm. If she's going to play you, obviously...
At least you know. I mean,
yeah, at least you know. I mean, sooner or later.
Kick yourself later for not doing anything.
Exactly. Regrets. I hate having regrets. It's the worst thing ever. Regrets suck.
So you might as well just go for it.
I feel like that's a basic theme for tonight. Just go for it.
Just don't
go for
just
it.
Yeah.
Just don't call her a MILF because she's probably not that old yet.
Don't call her.
You're like, you're 20. You could be my mom. I mean, that was wrong.
That's just wrong.
We're not going to explain what MILF is.
Whoa. Wait. You're not 20 yet. Are you 19? 20? You're 21?
Yes, I'm 19.
Oh, I'm I was just wondering, you know.
I'm 19.
How can you be young
like,
for your
age? That's just my personal opinion. I cannot date a guy younger than me.
I was a 20-year-old senior for a bit. So.
I look young for my age.
Yeah, I was a 20-year-old senior, I think. No,
I'm going to start saying that I'm 19.
Yeah.
That might work.
No, wait. Not in high school.
You know what? Tech TV might ask me to give me... They might ask for me to get my parents' permission to go to Los Angeles.
Because you look so young.
Yeah.
Yes. Alright, so just do it.
Just do it.
Just. Now we're gonna get sued by Nike.
No, cause we didn't do it. We didn't do it in their context.
Oh, that's right.
Just argue
do
it with the other
I mean,
do it.
Yeah.
No, guys.
Yeah, just
I
do
ask
it.
You a personal question.
Okay.
Do you feel like you could have a relationship with a 20-year-old? Like, would you feel...
Well, I could.
Like, she was, like, seriously, like, maybe mentally...
Are you saying, like, if we were
like,
17?
Like,
when I was 17?
Yeah.
No. I don't think so.
Because comparing the 20-year-old girls I know back to imagining me at age 17...
Yeah.
They were way too mature for me.
Yeah, because I would have been, like...
yeah.
I mean, it's different when you're older and somebody's like, what... 35 and you're 38, you know, that's
yeah,
really different.
That
but 17 and 20.
There's still that level of maturity thing there that.
You can't even vote.
Yeah.
Like.
Ouch.
You can't even vice.
I'm just making
and harsh reality
now that
sets in.
Yeah, not that the listener is going to go kill himself.
And what was that thing that whole, like. Guys don't. they say, like, the statistic that says that guys don't totally mature until about the age of 26.
That's bullshit.
Damn. No.
I matured when I was, like, 15.
No, because
I was, like, quoting, like, Nietzsche and, like, Descartes.
No, I mean, that's still, like, they're referring to, like, even around your friends. Like, your guy friends.
Yeah, we'd watch Nietzsche, Descartes movies.
But, like, I mean, he's still young. He should go live it up for a while. Like, he shouldn't have to mature to a 20-year-old's age yet, you know?
Yeah, but and also, a 17-year-old isn't living it up dating a 20-year-old. Like, I think...
that's what I'm telling him.
It depends on what kind of... She could be the 20-year-old's, like, we're going to sit in my living room and watch movies, blah, blah, blah. And that's why hang out with your friends. It just depends on how the person
okay,
is.
Well, to break it down, my advice for him is to go for it. Don't expect it to work out. Just try to have as much fun as you can and however long it lasts.
Ditto. Mm-hmm. Ditto.
Because one of the major rules of, like, a relationship that's going to work is that things have to be, like, 50-50 even. You're still in probably school, or you've dropped out. So you're really not... You're not even an adult yet, so you really can't pull your weight as far as any, like, money goes.
But I feel like he could get a lot of good experience out of it. If there was something out of this relationship.
I think dating an older woman would help you become a little bit more mature, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I think so, too. But don't expect much...
Yeah,
to happen.
Just don't put your hopes up.
And if,
but you
like,
never know.
It's all about fun. Dating
older sister.
Dating should be fun. It should not be like
exactly.
Super serious. If,
okay, I always hate people that.
Then you can call up and be like, "Want to come over and play GameCube?"
No. I hate people.
I just got Halo 2. My mom goes to bed at 9 o'clock, so
you know.
That's kind of like my story this summer. No, we won't go into that. No, I hit on a 14-year-old. I didn't know she was 14, and I was like... And her mom was right there, like... And I was talking to her mom and her, and I thought she was, like, you know, 18, 19. And she seriously looked like she was old enough, man. And so I'm, like, talking to her, and then her mom's like, I asked her to do something, and I'm like... You want to meet at the mall, or, you know, whatever. And her mom's like, I can drop her off at that time. I'm like... What? And she's like, oh, she doesn't have her permit yet. And I'm like, I felt like my heart, like, sink down in my stomach, and I'm just, like, ready to puke. I'm like, oh, my
you
God.
You hear the tires screeching in Archer's head, like,
master. So, are you ready for middle school?
That was so bad, though. It was at a concert, too. And, like, it was so bad.
Was it out
I
of school
so
night?
Sad.
I don't.
No,
and
it was
her mom was with her at the concert. That should have been your first.
I remember you. I remember you were telling me about that during the summer. I'm like, when in Rome?
No, yeah. You know, I thought maybe she was there with her. It was like some.
Dude,
it was a popular band, so
we won't hold it against you.
Thank you. Her mom. Her mom. Okay, her mom was like the one that was like encouraging it too, and like, oh, you guys should.
Maybe yeah, she thought that it was good for her or something, or. Was she married?
I didn't ask. I got out of there after I found out she was 14.
So her mom was probably trying to get you in the house.
Oh, yeah.
Then you could have been on Jerry Springer.
Yeah. I'm not going to go there with the whole mother-daughter thing.
I'm dating the 14-year-old
daughter,
but having sex with... Okay.
Mother-daughter threesome.
Oh,
which could be bad.
Sick.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they made a movie about
that. I apologize to the listeners for even bringing up that idea.
What's the name of the movie?
The Graduate.
The Graduate.
Oh, yeah. I forget who was in
another,
the
movie. Well,
some guy.
Some reason.
Some guy.
Some old guy.
We should discuss the movie Election on the show sometime.
Or 13.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever
What's
seen
that movie?
I have not seen 13.
Oh.
Saw previews.
Messed up. It's a messed up movie. It's about some 13-year-old girl that does drugs. And, like, she goes from, like, being a sweet, innocent girl to, like, doing drugs and, like, having sex
and
drinking
alcohol.
My sister just turned 13 on Saturday. That makes me feel excited.
Yeah, you should watch the movie and, like,
my sister has a boyfriend. Time out. I don't even have a boyfriend. There's something wrong with that. And his name is Buster. That's
like,
also very wrong, too.
His name is Buster?
They call him Buster.
That's not his real name.
No, okay. His nickname.
You were like, telling us.
Yeah, yeah. I'm disturbed. I don't approve.
Buster is
okay,
the boyfriend.
Okay, so the movie's just about this 13-year-old who just went on
you
this drug.
You should watch it.
Sex
yeah,
rampage.
I remember seeing it. Like, they did something about it on 2020 because all the, you know, the middle-aged parents were just appalled with that.
Yeah,
their children were doing
kids are starting younger these days. It's
oh, yeah,
scary.
Definitely. Like, I know, like, 13-year-old girls that are, like, knocked up and then, like, yeah, it's
yeah,
scary.
There was a 6th grade girl that I think... No.
I seriously was afraid of cooties. Like,
remember there was a
6th
grade girl who thought she was pregnant
like
for a while.
Sophomore in high school.
Like, who is seriously is it 13-year-olds having sex with 13-year-olds?
Yeah, it's or like 13-year-old girls having sex with like 15-year-old or higher guys.
Or like 18-year-olds with 13-year-olds.
I don't even know what sex was when I was 13, I don't think. I don't know.
I did, but I was scared of it.
Yeah, I think I was just
You have cooties! That was still me when I was 13.
I'm like, oh my god.
I think I was just too shy of girls then.
Yeah, same here.
I liked girls, but they were like
kids,
they
don't
were
do
alien,
drugs and don't have
alien
sex.
Alien to me at that point.
It's still scary, man, that like, anyhow, kids these days.
Having kids?
Yeah, kids having kids.
Okay, I just felt like an influencer.
Kids having kids. On the next.
With a little star that.
Yeah. On the next.
A little star with
this
line. And it's like, the more you know.
The more you know. We should do a Geek. We should. What network is it that does the after school specials? We
NBC.
Could do like the Geek Love Radio after school special.
Kids don't have kids.
It's like the worst acting ever. Hi.
And it looks like this in the show picture.
Hi, I am Richard.
She touched my leg.
Okay, let's move on. Kids, I don't want to talk about
it. All
right.
And now you have her.
Moving on.
Yes, all right.
The Onion article.
Yes, all right. For those of you who don't know.
Please make me laugh.
Quality literature.
I love The Onion.
The Onion.
The Onion rocks. And we got a separate issue.
I didn't read all of these until now.
It's like a freelance newspaper, people.
Yeah.
Didn't know.
And it's
from Wisconsin.
A playoff of articles.
Yes.
Pretty sure it's in Madison, Wisconsin, isn't
I
it?
I think so. And
Wisconsin.
The Onion just rocks, and there were some articles that we got in our December issue here that were pretty funny, and I'm going to talk about them. Like the first one is dedicated to Shannon, because we had to talk about this before. Posters of naked women fail to draw real naked women to dorm room.
Did you read it already?
Yeah, I did. You want me to read it again?
Yeah, okay. I'll read it.
Okay.
Okay, the first article was, posters of naked women fail to draw real naked women to dorm room. And it's like, but there's no guys in there that, like, I just don't understand it.
Dude, like that guy kind of looks like you.
Like me?
Yeah.
D-boy
that was me!
And this one.
We don't have any naked.
You shake them down. They weren't effective.
This next one is funny to me.
Oh, they're on the table.
Yeah, we have to play Boys on the Table.
They're good coffee.
But they don't really bring...
The second one is, slow motion woman emerges glistening from pool.
How about I read this article?
Yeah, I screwed that one up. Yeah, okay, go ahead and read it.
Alright, Los Angeles... the title is, slow motion woman emerges glistening from pool. Los Angeles, an unidentified woman in her early 20s emerged from a large, backlit swimming pool in approximately one-third normal speed Monday. According to the witness, the woman, accompanied by the sultry saxophone music, began emerging from the pool at sunset, with the incandescent pool lights highlighting the droplets of water running down her left frame. Yeah. Upon exiting, the woman reportedly closed her eyes and slowly leaned her head back in preparation for the toweling off procedures. That is one great article. That was Adam's favorite article.
And one of the top stories is an enormous bra was found on the side of his curb. So we're not sure what kind of massive brass would fit this bra, but they're investigating. So.
Yes. According to The Onion, they're still investigating.
Girlfriend dumped after forwarding stupid link.
Yeah, I like this one. I'm going to read this one, too, because this one's funny. And it's short. It says, Great Falls, Montana. Amanda Manis was dumped Monday after forwarding boyfriend Anthony Madrid a link from humor website lunaticlobster.com. I was convinced that I had only found my soulmate, my kindred spirit, the woman I could grow old with, Madrid said. Then out of nowhere, Mandy emails me this stupid link. When I saw those Flash animation cartoons,
I knew it was over.
Madrid previously dumped girlfriends for owning rollerblades, buying Vegemite, and watching Craig Kilborn.
Have you ever had Vegemite?
No, is it good?
Stuff is gross. Oh. Crazy Australians. Do you really? Oh, okay, good. I'm sorry.
If you love it, I love it.
They should have Vegemite in, like, the design cafe.
It's gross.
What is it?
It's like really salt. They put it on bread in Australia. It's like
a dip
butter,
or
I guess.
Oh.
Or mayonnaise.
Is it green?
Yeah.
Right?
So no, it's like brown and...
Aussie butter.
It's not good. It's really
it's
salty
like
and gross and...
It's probably like kangaroo butter.
Semen.
But it says veggie. There's probably no meat in it.
think we're Design Cafe. I don't think I've ever gotten anything from that place since I started going here.
The Design Seriously? Cafe?
Yeah. I've yet to get anything from there.
The best.
We live there, man. How can you not eat there?
I just ordered pizza and had it delivered to Design a couple times. And
a grande mocha.
I've had certain alcoholic beverages in Design while drawing with people. It's cool how it just...
Oh, yeah.
You'll be drawing in that building at like 3 in the morning and you hear somebody go...
You look over
and they got a Bud Light in their hand. And
not that it happens, obviously, for anybody.
Yeah,
that's
I need to go work at Design sometime with a Colt 45 OE just to do it.
Let's see. Last article from The Onion was, woman ejected from bed in cracker eating incident. And I think I'd kick my girlfriend out of the bed if she was eating crackers. It's only right. I mean, she's going to make a mess eating crackers. She
and then you have to lay in the crackers.
Exactly, and they get something to weigh and shit. It's not...
And then what if you don't shower in the morning and you get attacked by birds? That could be traumatic.
You definitely don't want to be attacked by all the crows on campus. The Iowa State... The Iowa State crows. We need to change our mascot to the crow.
Yes, we do. Okay.
I send you that picture I got where someone took a picture on Side Ride of these people that are pooping.
Oh, yeah.
Like these Asians, they got it on their coat and in their hair.
They just got totally crapped all over.
Someone should write owned on that and make it one of those own pictures on forums and stuff. Sorry.
Alright.
All the geeks out there understand what I'm talking about.
Let's see. Well, that was all the Onion articles, I guess, huh?
So, it's 10:15 Central Standard Time.
Let's go into Sean Kennedy rant.
Before we do that, I just wanted to say that Sean Kennedy is going to be coming back to Rant Radio on January 3rd, I think they said?
Yes, January 3rd.
January 3rd with a new show. So, that's why we're doing our Sean Kennedy promos.
Yes.
And this one is called Body Armor, which is kind of a spoof of the, if you guys remember that Wear Sunscreen song by Baz Thurman or whatever it was. But,
All right, I'll
just
read it up while you keep talking.
I have lots of artists and band names in my head, so. But it's called Wear Body Armor. It's a lot better than Wear Sunscreen, so.
Of course, because it's by Sean Kennedy. So, all right, here it is.
Mic's off.
To my fellow upper and lower class, wear body armor. If I could offer you only one piece of advice for the future, body armor would be it. Benefits of body armor have been proven in scientific laboratories, and our society is going to hell in a handbasket in a rocket-assisted fashion. All my other advice pertains to trying to live some kind of a decent life. You can listen to it, or you can tell me to stuff it, but I'll dispense my advice. Now. Life is hard. Once you accept that fact, you will find that you're not so disappointed when you screw up. The pain you feel from screwing up in life will remove weakness from your body, but it still sucks. Don't take too many drugs that mess with your brain, or by the time you're 40, you'll act like you're 2. Have a backup. Don't put too much faith into your computer or society. You never know when either one might crash. Get a good night. Beware of anyone who leads others with any kind of religious, righteous fervor. They invariably burn books and hurt people. Don't get too high on your moral high horse. The only difference between right and wrong is the number of people who agree with you. Stash guns, money, and fake ID, because you might need them at some point. If you don't, someone you know will. Read. Beware of cults, churches, and multinational corporations. They all want to control you and rob you of your soul. Try not to break the law. It complicates things. But if you're going to do it, think it through and do it big. Nothing's more embarrassing than doing time for some bullshit reason. Avoid violence as much as you can, but if it happens, there is no such thing as fighting dirty. stick your thumb in his eye, and use weapons when he's unarmed. You can justify it all to yourself later. Don't let yourself be limited by tradition. If we all did that, we'd still live in caves. Trust your guts more than anything or anyone else in the universe. No one else knows you as well as you. Respect old people. They are really, really strong. And realize that a measure of strength is not how hard you can hit, but how hard you can get. When in a moral, financial, or violent crisis, do whatever it takes to survive. Don't watch daytime TV. It will only make you feel stupid. Maybe your opinion's right. Maybe it's not. Maybe you're gay. Maybe you're not. Maybe you'll divorce. Maybe you'll wind up behind the 7-Eleven mumbling to yourself. But no matter what happens, you are the only person responsible for your outcome. Not your parents, not your culture, not your financial status. But don't be too hard on yourself. You had to make decisions at the time. And a bad plan today is better than the best plan tomorrow. Don't play head games. Don't put up with people who play them with you. Learn who your real friends are. Friends will help you move. Real friends will help you move a body. Know where you're going and know who's coming with you. But never get that order mixed up. Be friends with your lovers, or when you get old, the two of you will have nothing. You are in charge of your own body, but be sure about what you do with it, because you're going to have it for a very long time. Stand up for people who are smaller than you, and people who are attacked emotionally and physically. They probably need your help, but they won't ask for it. Be a good guy who does bad things from time to time. But looking in the mirror is the only way that you can judge yourself and make that call. If you don't know what to do in any situation, consider the economics. Cash is not the only thing in life, but it's really, really important. Try to stop swearing. It makes you look like an idiot. But if you can figure out how to do this, let me know. Try to patch things up with your family. If it takes, great. If not, try again in 2 years, or when you feel strong enough. In the meantime, your friends will help you get by. Don't date your exes or have a long-distance relationship. It can work, but it's more treacherous than a pissed-off mink in a rabbit hole wired on Visa compound. But trust me on the body armor.
Thank you, Sean Kennedy.
Oh, oh.
Whoa, feedback, feedback.
Oh, God, there you
fixed it. Good. We're about to go deaf.
So, yes, that was Sean Kennedy with
the Wear Body Armor rant, which is a good one.
Yes.
Can't wait for his new show to start on Rant Radio.
Rant Radio.
January 3rd, which is actually their 6th year anniversary.
Yes.
I think.
Yeah, it is. Sorry, I'm just getting the mic and sound levels fixed again. Okay, so yes, that was Sean Kennedy. And that was the Wear Body Armor rant. So, yes.
Moving on.
I didn't know what to talk about, so I put personal ads.
Personal, the 101.
Yes, personals 101 is our next topic. How to write an effective personal ad.
I know. How about you post pictures of your car
and write
that...
Well, we were talking about that last week.
I like cars and fast motorcycles, and that's about it. And I like to eat. And post one picture of yourself that's really crappy, where you can barely see you when you're surrounded by other people, and post like 8 pictures of your car.
Yes.
Sell your car. Sell you instead of yourself. I'm just saying that because you look at a lot of personal ads online that... You can see that people really have nothing going for them, so here's a picture of my car. Right, here's my motorcycle, because it's the only way I'm going to get women.
Hey, some chicks just dig motorcycles, man.
Yeah. But if you're going to go after a girl that just wants your motorcycle, maybe you should,
Yes.
I've not met a girl like that.
I have. I've met
really?
At least 3 yeah. like that.
I've met...
I'm sorry, I didn't know.
But their requirement is...
A guy has a motorcycle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know...
I'm like, what if he's fat? Does he have a nice motorcycle? That's what she told me once. I'm like, yeah.
Or
she sounds like a real winner.
I just met a girl this last weekend that said that, like, a guy has to have a red truck.
What?
Doesn't matter how dirty it is, doesn't matter what he looks like, as long as he has a red pickup truck.
Where do you find these people?
Obviously not anywhere good.
Gosh.
I don't know if she was joking or not, but she's kind of the country music type girl.
Like,
so.
Are you talking right now?
Are you serious? I think I did go like to one girl. I'm like, are you serious? And like, it makes no sense, but you know, each their own.
So what makes a bad personal ad?
You know what? I like her because she keeps us on topic, dude.
Personally?
Okay.
Some of the ones I've seen are always just like, everything in it is slang.
Anybody that writes, if you're writing a personal ad, don't speak leet. Don't put, like, you know, a 3 instead of an E.
Yeah, say with an elite speak, and all the asterisks have to star everything, make it look all pretty. I'm a girl, star, star, star. I mean, we can tell that from the picture, and where it says sex, female.
Sometimes it's questionable. But, yeah.
Oh, yeah, sometimes it is questionable.
I think stuff like, well, I'll talk about it, like, when I go into body, but, like, just putting obvious stuff down, like, oh, I like having fun. Who doesn't like having fun? Seriously.
But what is fun?
Exactly. But, alright. Let's start out with,
don't
like...
Don't make yourself sound, like, too negative.
Yeah.
But, well, yeah, I'm going over what we need to talk about.
I was just gonna say, let's start out with the headline. Like, because most personal ads have, like, a headline that you see. And, like, I mean, it's, like, a brief, not even a sentence long thing that...
Are you talking about newspaper?
Newspaper, ads? Anywhere. Okay. Like, anywhere. Like,
those are really, really short.
Yeah, yeah.
So
you want to get, like, as much in as possible without being boring. So, like, I put example, well, alright, like I was talking, in advertising, you got 3 seconds, like, they teach us you got 3 seconds to catch somebody's attention, and they have, once it's caught in that exact same 3 seconds, they will either stay focused or not stay focused, so you have 3 seconds total to do everything. You gotta get their attention and make them stay focused. So, if it's gonna be something, like, long, obviously it's not gonna work. Because people are just gonna skip over it. They're gonna be like, okay, I don't wanna read it. And if it's not anything exciting, then people are just gonna pass over it anyhow. It's like, lonely guy or something. Obviously, you're lonely. Like, alright. I put, like, some bad examples. Like, woohoo, I'm sexy. Like, okay, that's a bad example.
Nobody says woohoo.
I don't know. That might have been what Buster did.
Actually, that was mine. And
oh, that's okay. Let's see. And, like, another bad example I wrote was, like, single male looking for female. obviously you're single because you're in the dating ad or whatever. And if you're a male, you're obviously looking for a female. Well, not always. Not always.
Be politically correct.
Yes, politically could be correct. Not always, but...
Chances are...
Yes. So, like...
Male human looking for female human.
Homo sapien looking for another homo sapien.
But they'd probably abbreviate it in the paper. It said homo looking for another homo. Like, your title's too big.
Unless shorter. You're into that, that is.
And you're getting all these weird calls.
So, yes. Like, I put... I really couldn't think of a good example because I was typing this up, like, 10 minutes ago. But I put, like, have you ever been to, and, like, fill in the blank, like, you know, something neat.
Have you ever been to design?
Have you ever been to, like, Paris or something like
that's
that?
That's where I'm at most of the time.
Like, something that like, catch
you been to Paris?
I can't really, I don't, what's something that would catch somebody's attention, like, really quick?
I think if someone just said something, like, really stupid, like, macaroni and cheese. Or,
that would probably get somebody's
attention. Actually, I tried that and it didn't work so well.
Like, yeah.
I noticed that.
This is something like... Or if you're a guy, just put, like, a washing machine.
No, I know how to do laundry.
I pick up after myself.
Yeah. I dress myself.
Yes.
Not mentally handicapped.
Okay.
Not like, I'm looking for someone to make me a sandwich and get me my beer. Nothing like that.
I like beer. That's a bad one.
Like, you shouldn't do anything that has, like, a sexual innuendo into it. You know,
yeah,
like, some
obviously.
Are, like, I'll show you a good time. Stuff like that, you know?
Yeah.
Or, nobody, like, talks yourself up, like, the way you look. Or, like...
Yes.
Nothing like that, because that's just...
That kind of goes into the body. Like, I put, like, be creative in the body. If you write, I like to have fun, or I like art, or like to travel. obviously most people do. I mean, but like, be eloquent with your words and like provide a sense of mystery and excitement when you're writing like the body of your.
But I like stuff.
Like, why would anybody want to date anybody plain? You know. I like going to museums.
I like sitting in my cubicle at work.
No.
I'm as plain as apple pie.
I wrote one for me.
Even if you are plain, jazz yourself up a little bit.
I wrote an example.
One fly jive turkey.
Jive. I don't know if
you should jive yourself up a little bit. So. Jab turkey.
I wrote an example body of an ad for me. I don't know if I want to read it, though.
I think you should read it.
A girl's one could be, I pity the fool.
This is a personal ad for Rich.
But this doesn't date me.
Alright, this is what my personal ad would say. And alright, it says, I like to live life, no regrets. I've spoken 5 languages since I was 6 and have been to 17 different countries as of this summer. Lived in France for a couple years, picked up soccer, now playing for my university team. Currently, I'm double majoring in graphic design and advertising, minoring in communications, theater, sociology, and Spanish. I love a girl that's focused, smart, intelligent, and that isn't scared of thinking on her own. A girl that has convictions and dreams. Girls that have a good sense of humor. Now,
and P.S. I have a radio show.
P.S. I have a radio show. Now, it left stuff for like the imagination. Like I said, I spoke 5 languages. I didn't say which ones I spoke. So if they want to know, they can have to talk to me.
Or you could say, yes. I have 4 minors. But can you possibly have 4 minors?
Yeah.
Really?
But if you
I
say
have 2 I minors have from another college, so.
But if you say, I have 4 minors, they might think you have kids.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's what I think of when you say minors. I'm like,
well, if it's in the same line as
I have 4 minors. We're like, my parents are like, yeah, this is my minor, Allison. Wait, I'm not a minor anymore.
No, yeah, I have 2 minors from another college, and then I transferred here, and now I'm working on 2 more. But, yeah, so just give something.
I need a minor.
I feel worth
it. I don't need one. Yeah, I don't have a minor.
Oh, I should have put focusing in photography,
I minor
too.
In Spanish.
No.
It's minor in Espanol.
So, yeah, just make, do something that'll like, way off catch topic. People's attention, you know? Like, but have mystery to it. Be like, I like long romantic walks on the beach. Don't say what beach.
Do you guys, like, believe in putting in personal ads? Like,
not in the paper.
Not in the paper, no.
I think online dating sites are okay, but
internet, there's way more variety online of, like, people that you can talk to. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I found you online.
Mm-hmm. I think paper just, like, I don't know, like, compared to, like, internet compared to, like, newspaper, I think newspaper looks a lot more hard up because you're paying for it and, like,
oh, yeah.
Free stuff.
But I feel like
it also shows how, like,
people on ads, I don't know. Like, would you automatically expect
weird, like,
that they're not sociable? Like, they can't go out there and, like,
no.
I think people just want to expand their horizons.
Or like okay,
all
example.
These people in Waterloo, like, suck. I wanna check out the rest of Iowa.
Example, like Iowa. Okay, and like, you know, I dated every girl in Iowa. Or like, well, not even like that.
Richard,
but like,
dated every girl in Iowa. So how was your date?
I'm just.
So how was
first
he?
One?
How was he?
No, I'm just like example. You know, like you have a certain region of girls that, you know, we're all used to dating Iowa girls. But like, what if I want to date an Arizona girl? Or like, want to see
what about the long distance thing?
It can work. I said it can work.
You drive there.
I can drive. I always go to Arizona. I have family there. So what if I want, I can go like hook up with a girl there.
Would you go looking for somebody in Arizona?
No.
I can
no.
see him doing that. I can see, like, he knows he's going to be in Arizona in the next 2 weeks, so he'll start talking to some Arizona girl. Get something set up while he's there. I could see you doing that.
Who says it?
That's good. Your ad. In town for 2 weeks. Fine.
Yeah. In town for 2 weeks. Come get me while I'm hot.
The little light so went sad. Above Rich head. Rich's like, head
bing,
just
bing,
went
bing.
On. I was like,
I don't want to bring this up, but never mind.
I can add some notches
like, well,
to my belt in another state. This is notches from Arizona.
Yeah, who says I'm just limiting myself to Arizona? California. Oh, I got dates set up for us when we go to L.A. already. Right.
Is mine hot?
No. You got Nicole Richie.
No, thank you. I don't know. She seems okay. But
I'll
I don't
take.
Think I would like her personality very much. Isn't she supposed to be some good girl now, though?
I don't know, but this music is annoying. Hold on.
I think I saw something on TV about how she's a changed girl.
Music.
Yeah, we don't hear music.
I know, but it was annoying me.
You know what? I'm much more awake without the music in my ears.
I know.
Because I hear that trance music in the background where it's like... Sorry, that's my beatbox. We didn't do a beatbox this week yet.
Oh, no, we're not doing a beatbox.
Shannon's the beatbox starter.
I love your sound effect.
It sounds the same every week. Like,
yeah, I know, I don't change it. I don't. It's just that one scratch. It's
like, I'll do my little...
Yeah, play the worst beatbox ever.
No. Like, we'll play that.
Boom, chicka-pah.
Okay. Moving on. Yes. I forget where we were at. I forget where we were talking about. Okay, thank you. Seriously. You're like... She like keeps us on topic, dude. This is incredible.
So I'm like the only girl on this planet. So you're... There's too much testosterone in this room.
Or lack of.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
I'm sitting there doing sound effects.
Yeah.
Let's go, boys. Come on, y'all. Here we go.
Okay.
Top 10 ways to impress your mother.
Top 10 ways to impress your mother. I figured, you know, this would be good for holidays. Cause,
ooh,
like,
good call.
You know, going home to meet the mom, maybe.
Yep. Sometimes it can be a little nerve-wracking to meet the family.
Yes. So, you just want to take one and one, because, like,
okay, we had a question. Oh. It's actually good for right now.
Okay.
This girl wants to know what we think of hot or not. It comes from CrossHeart524.
Oh, ooh. Not. It's horrible. You sit there and you look at it for hours and don't get anything done.
Okay, I want to say this. I got so good at hot or not because we had nothing to do at my old college that I could guess to the exact... I was off by 0.1 every time. Like, I could guess exactly what that girl would be rated. It was so sad. But, I mean, it's...
That's a crazy talent to have.
I've actually never experienced the hot or not website. So I don't know if I can comment.
I think Face of Jury is like hot or not, like 2.0 almost.
Ooh, yeah.
Face of Jury is a little bit nicer.
They have like
high quality.
You don't have to pay to see more information.
You've never been on hot or not
I've
before?
Like seen it, but I've never actually like been on.
All right, the premise, for those of you who haven't been on
don't
hot
you like
or not,
post a picture and like rate the person?
You post a picture and then you rate people on the site. Now,
for hours.
So like what do we
hours,
think about it? I
hours.
Think you should have to post your picture and get yourself.
No, you don't have to post your picture. You can just go on and
for
rate
some people, it's like a self-esteem boost. They're like, yeah, I'm a 9.8. Yeah.
I'm not gonna. I was a 9.2.
All the losers are sitting on their computer, checking face or not, or hot or not.
See, I don't think I could do that because I'd be afraid I'd be like a 4.
Oh, we have
that's just horrible. Like,
oh, no, everybody does good.
Hard to pull yourself up from that.
I got everybody, which is very hot. So people,
like, yeah.
I just think people find it intriguing to check out other people online.
But I think Face of Jury is a little bit, I don't know, more accurate almost.
I think, I don't know, like, personally, you know, throwing somebody's, your picture
Face of Jury should be paying us, because we've been pimping them a lot.
Yeah.
We should email them.
I mean.
I'll email Face of Jury.
Because then they could, like, we could do a show for them or something.
Give me a dollar.
Give me a dollar.
Better be able to, like, handle the number you get. Which could suck.
Okay. Supposed to mention candy to Richard.
Oh, yes. Tell her I'll shout her out, don't worry.
Okay. Is this the candy that was here or a different candy?
No. This is different candy. This is, she's from Rant Radio.
How many candies do you know?
And who is naming their kids candy?
That's her just on, that's her online.
Oh, okay. Right. I was going to say.
Did we answer the question?
Did we answer the question? Okay, let's go around the circle. Richard, what do you think of Hot or Not?
Hot or Not, I rate it. I'm going to rate Hot or Not at an 8.7.
Why so?
Because there's a... if you're just going to... I mean, the whole site's based on rating people. So, I mean, if you're going to go to the site, you're obviously wanting to rate people.
And there's a billion spoof sites from it, too.
Yeah.
Like, there's, like, fatornot.com and, like... Yeah. Rate
my
tits. Like rate my rack and rate my dick and things like that. Where
isn't there like goth or not or something?
Yeah,
like
there's
that.
So yeah. Many spoof styles from that. So.
And it was original, so I'm gonna give it props. Not to mention we'd gather around like
Goethe or not
six of us at a time and like we'd just do this for hours.
I think you should just consider it pure entertainment.
Yeah, it's all entertainment.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, don't have it be a basis for anything except entertainment. I give hotornot.com a 2. Because I think it's like
yeah, dos.
2.5.
Because I think if they discovered Face of Jury, they would do that over Hot or Not just because it's just nicer, I think.
See, the only thing is that there's not too many people on Face of Jury. Like, I found that there's less people on Face of Jury than there is on Hot or Not.
Well, hopefully we can recruit more for them and tell them that Geek Love sent you.
Yes, okay.
We will rate you higher.
Yeah. I'm on there.
We should start. Hey,
he's on there too.
Yeah.
So anybody listening, I'm low coder at Hot or Face of Jury. So yeah, give me some ranking.
And I'm Spoofnix.
Spoofnix.
So you guys can look us up.
So you can go check out my ugly mug on there. Actually, it's an old picture, so I look all like more young and innocent. I'm gonna bring it up. So
all right, while you bring it up, I'm gonna continue on with our show.
Also, the audience or the in-class people.
Since yeah, we have hardly any time left. All right, we're gonna do top 10. Top 10 list of ways to impress her mother. And I said before, this is like, you know, holiday is coming up. You're gonna go home with the girlfriend, or so this is good things to do. And like, listen to these because these are good. Number 10, listen to her being the mother. This is very obvious, but yet often forgotten. Mothers are wise and experienced, even though experienced enough to earn your attention when you're speaking. So when it comes to making the first impression, be courteous enough to shut up and listen to what your lady's mom has to say. Who knows, she may be dropping some hints that could help you with her daughter or winning her over. Always, I think it's always a good idea to like, I don't know, be courteous with the mother.
Of course.
Yeah.
Thanks, Shannon.
We need like another mixer now for more mics.
I know. We just need more mics.
We need to do a show from on campus sometime.
Okay.
We could do it with wirelessly. And
yeah.
We'd have broadcasting like live from the campanile.
Should do it on a Cyride.
We can do it during the next mass campanelling. We can do.
Okay, that'd be awesome. Okay,
broadcast from a Cyride. Interview people on the midnight shuttle, whatever, the junk bus.
Yes.
No one outside Iowa State knows what I'm talking about, so I'll shut up.
Okay. Number 9, be yourself. Okay. With experience comes unparalleled knack for pointing out phonies, and if you're not being yourself with their mother, chances are that you will be less than forthright with her daughter. Just be yourself, most of all, and be sincere in everything you do. Is your mother a good judge of character? Like, if you bring home a guy?
I like to say so. Like, well, she likes to think she is, I guess. I mean, she likes a guy who's just, like, into her daughter. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
She's that kind of mom.
Gotcha.
So.
We talk about that later. I think it's, like, number 2 or 1 or something like that. I don't want to brag or anything, but I'm good with moms. Mom seemed to like me for some reason.
Moms like me too.
Like I,
yeah.
I've had a mom call me up asking me to date her daughter.
So innocent.
Yeah, and I've had moms call me up asking me to date their daughter, which is kind of weird. But that's a
different
story.
I've had moms telling me that like that they were sad that I broke that her daughter and I broke up.
Yeah, I've had that too.
Sad about it.
I still have that when I go to church. This one lady's like, when are you going to get back together with my daughter? She dumped me 5 years ago. Pretty sure it's over.
She dumped me.
Yes. Thanks for bringing it up.
But are you
I
available?
Hate you. MILF.
Allison, read number 8.
Number 8. Compliment her. This means the mom.
Yes.
Even if she is 65 years old, but she looks like she's pushing 80, don't insult her intelligence by asking what she'll be doing for her 50th birthday. But do let her know that you enjoy her cooking, her hospitality, or even how she looks in her new sweater. Yeah, don't suck up, but yeah, compliment her on like things like cooking or like the house decor, stuff like that.
The whole like thing where you can say, where, like, oh, is this your older sister? It's so cheesy,
yeah.
But man, moms eat that up.
If she doesn't,
they know it's cheesy. They know it's cheesy, and they look at you like you're such a suck up. But man, they still like it.
But they smile while doing it.
Yeah, if she looks like she's like 80, though, dude, you can't. That doesn't work, obviously. But
she could just be her older
sister. Girls I'm seeing have 80-year-old parents.
I know, but I'm saying like, yeah, because like a lot of girls that I know have young parents, and like,
hopefully, I'm still dating.
I've actually really confused like a sister and a mom before once, and she was flattered by it, but the sister thought it was kind of awkward that I thought she was the mom. But anyhow, that's a different story. Dan, read number 7.
Remember important dates. It never hurts to call her the mom and wish her, the mom, again, a happy birthday. This is very important as it shows that you respect and care about the woman who brought your lovely...
Your lady love.
Your lady love, sorry, into this world. Aww.
Special.
So special. Send her a Christmas card.
Yes, it's my turn.
Yeah, it's your turn. Go.
It's my turn.
I was just waiting for you to speak.
Numero seis. Positive presentation. You show up looking unshaven and dressed like you're headed for the unemployment line, or worse, like you've been standing in line for days. Chances are that mommy dearest will not be impressed. In fact, she may be depressed about your lack of etiquette.
Good call.
I say so too. Appearance makes a lot of difference.
You show up and she's like,
"Kind of sucks, though."
You show up and she's like, "Is
that dress your personality?
Is
like,
that
don't
salsa in your beard?"
Okay, see, I have a problem with shaving, and it's probably just because I'm lazy. So I don't think that should be in there because I'm still clean. I just.
But that kind of shows that you're lazy. Shave. Like you don't care that you're meeting her mom.
True. True. Well, I do usually shave if I. Damn it.
Just take the extra effort one night
to shave.
So, would you call piercings and tattoos part of a positive presentation or not?
Depends.
Like, don't be like flashing it off. But I mean, if that's your style and that's who you are, then she's got to accept you for that.
Obviously.
I guess.
And if the girl likes that style, then obviously she's probably in that style too.
Like, if she asks, maybe you can take out like some of your earrings. Just for dinner or something.
Dan, you have too many holes in your head. Can you please
fill
one?
I do that sometimes because I have a lot of piercings. So,
sorry to get off track a little, but they do that in movies all the time. Like the bad guy always has tattoos and piercings, has his hair different colors.
That's just like a society thing. Like,
and then as soon as they become the good guy, they take out all their piercings, they cut their hair, and they shave.
That's
like,
just a stereotype.
What the hell?
Yes,
bastards.
I'm gonna get a piercing.
In your eyebrow.
I'm gonna get one.
Are you really?
Yeah.
I'm a big guy. Like, piercings are cool.
I was gonna get eyebrow.
I'm scared of needles.
I'm such a geek that I photoshopped
the eyebrow piercing on my pictures to see what it looked like before I got it.
And you had a freaking tattoo, too.
Three tattoos.
Yeah, so.
That was more of a question for me.
I don't think I'll ever get a tattoo, though.
I don't see. Hurts yours aren't really exposed.
Well, yeah, they're kind of hidden.
They're on my back. If I ever get a tattoo, I'm going to get this probably on my back.
Yeah, me too.
Actually, hey. I have that right there.
What is that?
This is Hakka in Japanese.
Hakka in Japanese.
Hakka, yeah.
Hakka.
They don't have the R-E-R or something. I don't know.
So I'd get that like on my back or something. I don't know.
Alright. I say we continue.
Strength and wisdom.
Alright, number 5. Offer your services. If you can ever offer to help around the house by clearing dishes or even offer her a ride somewhere, you will gain as many points as possible. Actions such as these will reflect selflessness and thoughtfulness, two very important traits. Yeah, definitely, when you're done with dinner, you know, offer, like, carry your dish, like, to the sink, and I mean, that's just common courtesy.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, see, I always did that.
I always did that, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I don't do it for, like, to make anybody happy. I just do it because it's common courtesy.
That's cool.
Because that's what I'm used to doing.
Yeah, and if you do this for the mom, like,
yeah, I help
the daughter loves it.
You help a mom clear the table. Like
my ex-girlfriend could not stop ranting about her old boyfriend and how her mom just loves her, or loves him, sorry, not her. But just because he'd mow the lawn for her or something, just because she couldn't. So it really sticks out in their mind.
Good. I'd always help out with, like, raking leaves and stuff. I was a nice guy.
I hate leaves.
I know, me too. Let's see.
Numero cuatro.
Never diss her daughter. It sounds obvious, but you must never disrespect your girlfriend, otherwise known as her daughter, in front of her, and definitely not during the early stages. Teasing your woman down the road in a friendly, you can't reach. Unmalicious manner can be acceptable, especially after you've built a good rapport with the mother. But at first, the mother may be inclined to think that you might cross the line and do worse things.
Now, this reminds me of a story that I heard from one of my friends where the mother told the daughter what he said, and she broke up with him because of what he said to her mom while she was gone. He mentioned how she must be PMSing.
Oh, no.
To her mom, because, like, she was in a bad mood. You know, her daughter was in a bad mood.
Oh.
He mentioned it, her, like, to her mom, is kind of, like, jokingly. And the mom told the daughter, and, yeah, that was the end of that.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, that wasn't smart.
Never say a girl's PMSing.
So hopefully he learned a lesson from that.
Hopefully.
I think later on in the relationship, when she's like, yeah, my daughter's not very smart. Then you can be like, yeah, sometimes. Yeah. You can't go on and on, but, you know.
Yeah, I'd be like, yeah, I agree, man.
No, I wouldn't even agree. I'd be like, no, she's smart.
She's
like,
smart. She's sometimes. Special. She's special.
She's smart to me.
Okay, number three. You wanna? So who wants to read it?
I'll read it, I guess.
Okay.
Little Trace. Take mom's side. The idea isn't to ditch your girlfriend and defend her mother, but rather understand both of their perspectives and be fair. Is that the perspective, right? Okay, yeah.
Yes.
Play the diplomatic role and explain to one only if it makes sense and is appropriate why the other views things differently. Well, I'm sorry, I read that bad.
That's alright.
You may be getting some shelling in the short term, but will surely be awarded a Medal of Honor in the long run, or in the long term.
So, don't, like, be like, take the side of the daughter and be like, yeah, she can go out as late as she wants. Or whatever. Like, this was an issue once with me, because, like, the daughter had a curfew, and I'm just like, well, and the daughter was wanting me to fight, you know, so she could, like, stay out longer, and I'm like, well, I'm like, your mom has a point. I'm like, you know, you shouldn't be out that late. And, like, right there, her mom's just like, oh. She's like, angel kid, he's going to bring my daughter home at a certain time.
Okay, I got something to share really quick. I'll try to make it quick because I know we're running low on time.
Yes.
It's not on this list, but I figured I'd bring it up.
Okay.
Because I made the mistake once in one of my first relationships. Don't badmouth your girlfriend's mom to her if her mom does something that you don't like.
Oh.
Because girls don't like to hear their guys.
Feel offended about
yeah.
That. It's your mom. I'm
but the thing is, it was something that the girl said about her mom all the time. It was okay for her to say it, but it was not for me to say
it. That sucks. Be like, what the hell? Like, come on now.
I got also a couple of random comments. I'm not going to go into detail, but number one, like, be careful. If you're going to, like, fool around when you're, like, visiting the house, watch out. Like, that could just be really bad news. And.
Yes.
And inappropriate, yeah. And, like, be really nice to her siblings that probably, like, still live at the house. And also, I don't know how it is for other parents, but my mom hates it when she's called, like, Mrs. She likes her first name. So just kind of, like, figure that out before you go. Like,
gotcha.
I don't know.
Good.
Just little stuff
those
like
are
that.
Good.
Okay. We can move on to number two.
Okay.
Yes. Make your daughter's dreams come true. Every mother prays for the happiness of her daughter and the hopes... or in hopes that she leads a better life than her own, without showing off or... I don't even know what that
word
is.
Denigrating.
Yeah, I would have pronounced that all wrong.
Degrading
her daughter?
Denigrating.
Denigrating.
Denigrating? Okay.
Disintegrating her daughter.
Make her dreams come true.
I think it's a degrading.
Woman talk, and some of it is... What? And some of it is...
PR, public
good
relations.
God, I'm
sorry, I'm out of time.
Some of it is...
I can't even
like
read it
Puerto Rico.
Level. Sorry.
When I see PR, I think Puerto Rico.
Yeah, sorry, I'm advertising. I just... actually... Okay. So yeah. Obviously a mother likes a guy that's into his daughter, so...
It's hot in this apartment.
I know, sorry. I opened the window.
Hot in her.
Last one, love her daughter. At the end of the day, no amount of gifts, trips, or compliments can come close to the love and affection you
no, I know what it is.
Offer a woman.
And
all that is all her mother will want in the end. That being said, it would not hurt to ensure that you have the right flowers and gift baskets just for Mother's Day. So, obviously, if you like, you're nice, if you're good to your girlfriend and your girlfriend's mom sees that, she's gonna like that.
As long, even if you think she doesn't like you, at least she can, like, respect you and, like, allow you to date her.
Exactly. Since we don't have time...
All right.
I knew we wouldn't have time, so I didn't even go
well,
into
this has been a pretty good show. I'm actually pretty impressed.
I just... I didn't want to write anything for dating tips because I knew we wouldn't have time. Mm-hmm. So I just put, don't be pushy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, just don't be pushy with girls or guys.
Don't be pushy
things.
About...
everything. Like, I mean, like, let things flow. Mm-hmm. Let things go with the flow.
That's don't take things or, like, yourself too seriously, either. I think that can go along with
it. Don't take life too seriously. You don't want to get out alive.
Exactly.
So, yes. Now we have about 7 minutes left.
All right, well,
we
I
got
just
an ending
to,
song and stuff,
thank
so...
you. coming over, because she did a really good job.
Thank you for having me.
So everybody give
her a
round
of Oh, you're too much, Seth.
Bow. Bow.
I'll take a bow.
Blow kisses and throw roses. Because, she got us on track, and we did a really good show tonight. I think
anytime you want to come over, please come over.
Oh my gosh, anytime.
You're welcome to be a part of the show.
Yes.
It's good. I got official groupie now.
Yes.
Yeah, you are. No, you're now in the official official guest co-host bracket now.
Super.
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 So,
thanks for asking.
Well, thanks for asking.
Okay, man,
that's gonna be cut out and like used against me in the future.
We have music in the background, so that helps a little bit.
No, it was a quiet. It was quiet. It was a lull. It was a lull in the song.
We haven't cussed very much this episode too, which is good. I think we're starting to become celebrities, so we're trying to.
Yes, of course. Since we're gonna be on TV,
internet
celebrity, we gotta take it down. All right, let's do shoutouts. Anybody? Allison, do you have anybody to shout out? Anybody that you want to mention on the show?
I have no friends, so I have no shout out. No.
How about your sorority at least, maybe?
Okay. What up, KKG?
There
Holla.
You go.
Holla.
Hello. Hello back at ya.
Holla.
Shannon, do you have any shouts?
No.
How about your girlfriend?
Oh, yeah. Big shout out to my girlfriend.
Every show.
Isn't that every show?
She's listening to the show, though. She's
oh, okay.
Down the line, well, anybody?
I'll give a shout out to all those girls I hung out this weekend. We'll see here.
Ow, ow.
Ow.
Christina, Magda,
Catherine. Jesus, boy.
Catherine, Mary, Brandy and
I don't know who else.
I feel like the biggest loser right now.
I want to give a shout out to all the hot dates I had this weekend. Great job, call me later.
And Ellie, I can't remember. I can't believe I forgot that.
How could you? That's the girl you...
And Ellie, because she was the nicest one.
Dan, so...
I just feel like a big loser now, because I didn't have any hot dates or no friends, so...
I hung out with you.
Thanks, but...
Shout out to your mom.
It wasn't a date. And I can't...
Wait, we did go out to eat.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Dan, we did go out to eat.
Oh, we did?
Yes.
But you didn't pay, so I don't really feel like that was
sorry.
A date.
Sorry.
Thanks, so, I think I'm just going to give a shout out to all those poor bastards playing soccer right now.
Oh, yeah. We should be playing soccer, but we're not.
Shh.
Sorry.
No, we're not.
Women are better.
Somebody give a shout out to Buster.
Buster.
Oh, yeah.
How could you not do that?
I'm sorry, a shout out to Buster. And for all these, Buster is the boyfriend of my 13-year-old
sister.
I don't approve of this either. He just sent me an email about how my sister should not be dating at 13. I don't even have a boyfriend. Come on now.
Just say.
And his name's Buster, P.S.
If you touch my sister, I'm going to liquefy your nutsack with my foot.
I'm going to give shout-outs now.
Shout-out to Candy.
Candy, obviously Candy. Candy sent in a picture.
And I'll shout-out to the other Candy, too, that was here.
What about Candy? What about Candy?
Yes, Candy sent me a picture. It's in our mailbox, by the way. She sent me a picture of her and her boyfriend. And
the other Candy was nice, too. So.
And Candy's very nice.
She Candy and delicious.
Candy wants to be on our show sometime, so when we get
Skype
get set up.
Yeah, or in the phone thing set up.
And so Candy can be on the show. Shout out to Yellog.
But now that Allison's part of the team, she can come over and set up some of the computer stuff for us.
Yes, so. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay,
you're our new tech.
I'll sign my contract right now.
You're the new engineer for the show.
Yeah. Shout outs to Doug, Decoder, Rigel.
Yes.
The Mine Wars coming
all
up
those
next.
Ones too.
The Mine Wars coming up next.
Shout outs to Bland Inquisitor, wherever you are.
Yeah, and Duel, because we haven't talked to you in a while. And I'm going to shout out, my last shout is to Oprah.
Yay, yay.
Oprah. Oh, Oprah, you know I love you.
I love you.
You know I love you, girl.
I get tickets to that damn show.
You know I love you, girl.
I'm going to shout out to Torin, too.
Torin, who's going to come, but I don't know where he's at. And,
what was Torin's friend's name, too?
Guy was here last Luke?
Time. Yeah, shout out to Luke, too.
Yes, Luke.
Because they made a pretty good show for us last week.
Yes,
shout out to any Iowa Staters that are listening.
And shout out to Papa John's, because they made good pizza for me tonight.
Good
anybody
call.
Else?
Like what's with no garlic sauce anymore?
They gave me garlic sauce. You know they have garlic sauce. They have cheese dipping sauce now. They have like all these new kinds of dipping sauces.
But every time I order Papa John's, they do not include garlic sauce.
Oh, then you should tell them.
Do it. All right, I'm fading music.
Yeah, we're talking about Papa John's on this show.
Last thing, my brother's still single, by the way. Ladies.
Wait, so am I.
And my Dan? Brother's still single.
So am I.
And Dan's still single. Yes. That's going to be an ongoing
so
thing.
So am I, surprisingly. Just kidding.
Damn it, me too.
Unfortunately, I think most of us... Actually...
Shout out to all those...
Now all of us in the room are single.
We are all and ready to mingle.
Yes. Alright, let's...
For some reason, we just hopped different wireless access points.
All right.
Somebody else's now. Fun.
Our last song is by a band called Rufio, and the song is called... Face the Truth. And
face
I just like
truth,
it, so...
Face the Truth.
That's what we're gonna play.
See you all next week.
See ya. Peace.
Late. Rawr. I'm talking during the outro music.
You take a look around and don't like what you say. There's people you don't know. But you never care. It's been very long since you've heard the hurting words. I care for you when it's right. It's time. Forget your past. Never see what is now. Even if you don't want to. Gotta face the truth. Look around and don't like what you say.